with Montana News. I'm Charles Bolte. Montana officials announced 67 new COVID-19 cases Thursday, breaking the state's record for the most new cases in a single day. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports health officials worry large gatherings for the 4th of July could accelerate the spread of the novel coronavirus.
While Montana maintains one of the lowest rates of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the U.S., Governor Steve Bullock said on a press call Thursday that he's concerned. Montana crossed the 1,000 total case mark this week.
Our biggest problem hasn't been out-of-staters visiting Montana. It's Montanans not taking all the steps that we need to be doing to limit the transmission of COVID-19.
He mentioned six weddings that led to at least 24 people getting COVID-19. Yellowstone and Gallatin counties have traced 15 cases to several bars. State, city, and county health officials have increased calls in recent days for residents to wear masks in public. Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly said during a press call Wednesday that the county's seven-day rolling average for new cases was back to where it was in late March and early April.
Prior to last week, we were finding cases within a social group of young people who frequented bars and parties together. More recently this week, we found cases in multiple workplace settings, including among people who work in construction, in the tourism industry, and in other settings.
As of Thursday morning, Gallatin County reported 46 active cases of COVID-19, the second highest in the state following Yellowstone. Kelly said younger people are catching the disease.
During the month of March, the median age of people diagnosed with the disease in Gallatin County was 44 years of age. That median age in May and June has dropped to just over 28 years of age.
Kelly urged people to limit group gatherings as much as possible during the 4th of July weekend. He said those who meet up with people should do so outside, maintain 6 feet of distance from one another, and refrain from sharing food or utensils. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Two separate reopening guides for Montana schools were released Thursday by the governor's office and the state's Office of Public Instruction. Neither documents are orders, but ideas for schools to consider for reopening. K-12 schools in Montana shut down in March due to the coronavirus pandemic, and it's still unclear exactly how they'll plan to reopen for students this fall. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arntzen says OPI wasn't at the table for the creation of the guidance document released by the governor's office.
Schools do not need duplication. Schools do not need to have two different masters. They need to have a very precise information in front of them so that they can make the best decision. And the best decision is for their students, their communities, and their families that they serve.
Arntzen says the pandemic is creating uncertainty for schools, and it's important for one voice passing along guidance. Arntzen says the governor's office, quote, put politics ahead of health and safety in the opening of our schools for the next school year, unquote. Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, who helped develop the executive's guidance, says schools should look at many resources as they're developing their plans, including those from OPI. Governor Steve Bullock encouraged schools to also talk to their local public health officials for ways to keep students and staff safe.
Given it's sort of the authorities under this office that had closed the schools, that it was critical that we actually put out something for schools to be taking a look at in opening up.
Both school reopening documents link to recommendations from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other resources. The 14-day stay-at-home order the Blackfeet Tribal Council implemented for the reservation will not halt the construction on two structures of the St. Mary Canal that are on reservation land. Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio reports.
Jennifer Patrick says the construction on Drop 2 and Drop 5 has been deemed essential, as the canal is part of the lifeline for the Montana High Line, moving water from the St. Mary River to the Milk River Basin for use by two tribes, municipalities, and irrigators. Patrick is the project manager for the Milk River Joint Board of Control that is overseeing the construction of the concrete structures northeast of Babb on reservation land. She says the crews will follow instructions from the Tribal Council and the State Disaster and Emergency Services, and the remote location of the construction is an advantage. The work was temporarily halted earlier this week due to rain and saturated ground. I'm Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News.
U.S. wildlife officials have agreed to decide by the end of August whether climate change and other threats are pushing the rare wolverine closer to extinction. Government attorneys and conservation groups that sued to force a decision filed court documents Thursday, settling the lawsuit and agreeing to the deadline. That comes more than 4 years after a federal judge chastised government officials for rejecting the views of many of its own scientists when it decided against protecting wolverines. Also known as mountain devils, wolverines need deep snows to den. Scientists warn such habitat could shrink as the earth heats up. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.